This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the recent free trade agreement between India and European Union will benefit Indian startups by improving access to funding and will boost India's creative economy. Mr. Modi was addressing the annual National Cadet Corps and CCPM's rally at the Karyappa Parade Ground in New Delhi.
European Union, yani duniya ke 27 deshon ke saath Bharat ka ye agreement hua hai. Iska fayda Bharat ke startups ko hoga, Bharatiya startups ki funding aur innovation ecosystem tak pahunch aur aasan hogi. Is samjhote se hamari creative economy ko film, gaming, fashion, digital content, music aur design ko bhi bahut fayda hoga.
The NCC-PM rally marked the grand culmination of the month-long NCC Republic Day Camp 2026, which witnessed the participation of 2,406 cadets from across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with Chief Executive Officer CEOs of the global energy sector at his residence at Lok Kalyan Marg in New Delhi yesterday as part of the ongoing India Energy Week IEW 2026. Highlighting India's robust economic momentum, the Prime Minister stated that India is advancing rapidly towards becoming the world's third largest economy. During the interaction, Prime Minister Modi drew attention to significant investment opportunities in India's energy sector. During the interaction, the CEOs also expressed strong confidence in India's growth trajectory. They conveyed their keen interest in expanding and deepening their business presence in India, citing policy stability, reform momentum, and long-term demand visibility. The budget session of Parliament began yesterday with a ceremonial address of President Draupadi Murmu to the joint sitting of both houses. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu outlined the central government's sustained focus on strengthening country's public healthcare system. The President noted that over 11 crore people have received free medical treatment under the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana since the launch of the scheme. The results of the best marching contingents and best tableau of the Republic Day Parade 2026 have been announced. Among the three services, Indian Navy has been adjudged as the best marching contingent, while Delhi Police won the award among Central Armed Forces and other auxiliary forces. In the States and Union Territory category, Maharashtra claimed first place of its tableau, Ganesh Utsav, a symbol of Atmanirbharta. Jammu and Kashmir stood second for handicrafts and folk dancers of Jammu and Kashmir, followed by Kerala in third place for Water Metro and 100% Digital Literacy, Atmanirbhar Kerala for Atmanirbhar Bharat. Beating Retreat ceremony marking the culmination of the 77th Republic Day celebrations will be held today at Vijay Chowk in New Delhi. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Union Ministers will attend the ceremony, which will feature bands from the Indian Army, Navy, Air Force and Central Armed Police Forces. This year, the seating enclosures at Vijay Chowk have been named after Indian musical instruments, highlighting the country's rich cultural heritage. Union Ministry of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare has constituted a high-level committee to strengthen farmer-producer organizations, FPOs, in Tamil Nadu. The decision follows the recent visit of Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan to a road where operational, technical and market-related challenges faced by FPOs were discussed with farmers and other stakeholders. Acting on these inputs, the ministry approved the formation of the committee to review the performance of FPOs in the state and recommend corrective measures. Maharashtra is in deep mourning following the tragic demise of state's Deputy Chief Minister and NCP President Ajit Pawar in a plane crash near Baramati in Pune district yesterday. Last rites of NCP Chief will be performed with full state honours around 11 a.m. today in Baramati. The Civil Aviation Ministry informed that earlier Jet 45 VTSSK aircraft operated by VSR Ventures Private Limited, with five people on board, including the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister, two more personnel and two crew members, crash-landed at Baramati Airport. In men's cricket, India suffered a 50-run defeat against New Zealand in the fourth T20 International of the five-match series at Vishakhapatnam last night. Put into bat first, visitors posted 215 runs for 7 wickets in their stipulated 20 overs. In reply, India were bowled out for 165 in 18.4 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.